Time now for your letters. Yesterday, I talked with Brendan Joel Kelly of the Anchorage Press about Levi Johnston. He's the ex-boyfriend of Sarah Palin's daughter, Bristol, and the father of their child.
And we had a feeling that some of you wouldn't like the subject matter. Turns out we were right. Glenn Ross of Peoria, Illinois, made it particularly clear. He writes, "You were absolutely correct in suggesting that we are not interested in any information about his new work, family, or his personal business. This is not news or newsworthy. Please do not air this type of article again. We do not care about this subject. It is not our business or concern, and we do not want to know."
We also received a correction to last night's program from listener Matthew Gaskin of Charleston, South Carolina. In our commentary about R&B singer Rihanna and her former boyfriend Chris Brown, commentator Yolanda Young referred to Silly Boy as a song by Rihanna.
That, in fact, is not a Rihanna song. The song Silly Boy leaked online earlier this summer. It was credited across the web to the R&B star. But as it turns out, it is the debut single by Dutch pop star Eva Simons. Thank you, Mr. Gaskin, for bringing that to our attention.
And finally, we received several letters of praise for our piece about the new jazz CD by dobro player Rob Ikes and pianist Michael Alvey, who teaches music in elementary school.
Kenneth Shifranco of Williamsport, Pennsylvania, wanted to thank us for the piece. He writes, "I purchased my copy of the CD earlier this summer when Rob was performing at a nearby festival. It's a worthy addition to anyone's collection. It demonstrates how versatile and expressive the dobro can be." And Mr. Shifranco concluded his letter with this musical lament. He writes, "Sad that the distribution of talent in life is so patently unfair that they should have so much and I so little."
Anthony DeRosa of Columbia, Maryland, appreciated the story for its message of mentorship and collaboration. He writes, "Your story was not only touching because of the rich music they produced together, it was also a reminder that our children deserve the very best in education. Michael Alvey is an unsung hero for using his incredible musical talent to impact the lives of young children."
Keep writing to us at npr.org. Click Contact Us at the bottom of the page.